Rabbi Yossi Chazan, Parashas Vayelech.
Rebbe of Bian, Schuz Yogin Aleinu, used to always say every year, or Chazar over every year, Gemara says in Shabbos that the Ebrisher told Moshe, Matona Tovi, Yeshu, Beis Ginozai, V'Shabbos Shmo. Every Shabbos, the Chamat Bechina from Matona from the Ebrisher. Or B'Shabbos Shuvah, the Chamatona al Manas Lahachzir. That's Shuvah Tom. The Emes, every Shabbos, Shabbos, Yisrael Amcha, Nesatei, Behava, every Shabbos, the infinite love of the Ebrisher to Knesset Yisrael. When we either, as I say all the time, to Bnei Yisrael, says B'Shem Teretz Tzvi, Shabbos is Gimatria Ava B'chol Lev, Ava B'chol Nefesh, Ava B'chol Me'uid. Shabbos is a day of Ava, and Shabbos is a time where the Neshama. Shabbos is the Chnoyim and Neshamas. The Zohar says Shabbos is the Chnoyim and Neshamas. And just like a person can't be nifrit from his Neshama, is al derech ze yid can't be nifrit from the Ebrisher. And because wherever yid vatsiya she'ol hineka, wherever yid is and he has a neshama, is always dovuk in the Ebrisher. I had a story. Now I read it in a book. It happened to my daughter, Rosh Hashanah, this Rosh Hashanah in New York. She was in Manhattan. Her husband was running a minyan for Spanish-speaking yidin who emigrated from South America. And she was going to shul with her twins, a 1.5-year-old. And she sees a kfutza of people standing there on the street going shopping, tourists. And she hears them speaking Ivrit. So she went over to them and says, a block away is a shul, come in, here to your shofar. So, okay, they went in. In 15 minutes, they're blowing shofar. Suddenly, they went into the shul, and these people, you're quite l'chura vayt from Yiddishkeit if Rosh Hashanah you're going shopping and touring in New York. Nah. Suddenly, they're holding back to your shofar, they start crying as they're sobbing uncontrollably. They can't calm down. And finally, afterwards, the lady apologized, said, what happened, Makara? She says, they come from the father was a traditional Jewish father, Shehid, whatever. And he passed away this year. And they're angry at the Ebrister, what they have issues, bereavement, whatever. And they decided this year, the Tatas Nishdo, Abba, yep, we're not celebrating holidays anymore. Finished. Yiddishkeit died with the father. And they decided, like the Ebrister sends you to Nineveh and you run away. They decided to run away from Eretz Yisrael. And the high holidays, they'll spend in New York shopping, touring, visiting the Statue of Liberty, right? When suddenly they come on the block, right? And they're in the middle of going and starting their tour. And my daughter stopped them and said, come in for the Kiyas Shofar. And they came into the shul and suddenly it hit them, you can't run away from a tata. The Abba, the father, is always there. You could try to run away, segeit nishzik, right? But emes is fas emes, brings in Shabbos Shuvah, that's what it says in this week's parsha. V'starti ponay mehem, right? Mitzuha rabbi zroys v'tzoris, and then it says v'omar v'yemahu alki enu likav bekirbi mitzuni kol arroys arabi zayin. So the Rebbe Rabinu says, what is the aveira here? If a yid could say ein elikav bekirbi, that I'm cut off from the Ebrister, there's no bigger aveira than that. The famous word from the Rishon Kapriner, Musar Hashem b'ni altimos, the greatest Musar, the most shtechidika, powerful Musar. I always say, the Vishnu Rebbe say, Musar is gematria dvash. The sweetest word is to know that b'ni, whatever you do, vudu halst, whatever you don't do, aber b'ni bis meinakin, don't fapachka. Right? That's a sharfest Musar. And therefore the oynish, the mitzvah, or rabbi, zroiz, v'tzoriz, comes because the yid tain is enul likab b'kirbi. And the whole vort, what's Yom Kippur about? Amr Akiva, the Siyam, the Sefta Yuma, Ashrechim, Yisrael, of the Miratam, Mitarim, Avichim, Shemayim. From a father, you can't run away. Halu Avichim Konech. And Be'emes is brought in Ikrim, it's brought all the Sifrei Machshava, Sifrei Musar, Sifrei Drush. That however much a Yid is fagrept, however, whatever, aber that's limited. When the Abish is the Chatata, whose Rachm is ain't soft. He says, Pasuk Yachel Yisrael Hashem, Kiyem Hashem HaChesed, V'har Be'im HaFidus, the Abish is Fidus, to schlep a Yid out of his fagreptkeit is ain't soft. And therefore, wherever a Jew is, remember this is a psik terapsi. In the after, Shuva Yisrael, when the Shea Novi told Klal Yisrael, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Likecha, he said, how could we do Shuva? Okay, I was saying, no, Olu L'mayla Rosh, as David and Ezra say, we say in Slichas. So the Eibishter said, even if you're a virus, a Margia, at Kisei HaKovid, from that figure, I'll schlep you out. Because the famous word from the Yisrael, the Avoid of Slonim, Mary Digavort, he's a Moshel Ma'adover Doimim, to a Ben Melech Shesorach, and the chavetzach with all the poshim, and he went midechi el dechi liter shel tachtis, and then suddenly chavetzach, he wants to go back to the palace, he wants to go back to his father, and he went, and the father was mekabel with him, open arms with mamish, with unconditional love, and showered everything upon him. And the more the father is showering his love on the child, on the prince, he avenzach bitterly. So finally the king says, I don't understand. I'm so good to you. Every time I do chesodim with you, rachmim, you're crying more. He said, fakir, if I would have known the rachmiav, I would have returned to the palace a lot earlier. This is my lead. It's a meridic emotion. To understand this, and why this, the vort of Shuvah Yisrael, let me just be makdim. We all know the famous Medrash. I think every Rav in Shabbos Shuvah Joshua quoted. Medrash says in Paras Vayeshev that the Eibush told Reuven, "Ato pasachto b'tshuva tchila." We discussed this in the past numerous perushim. Chayecha that Ben Bincha, Yishei Anovi will come and peace also be paseach b'tshuva tchila. Shuvah Yisrael al Hashem likecha. To understand the haflaw and etc. Just behektim. Let me just be makdim in the kuda. Some Sofer says L'chura Reuven. Some kind of pagam, whatever it is, right? And because of that, by the brachas, Yankov told him, "Vayichi, Reuven bechoriyata, reishis koychi, reishroini." Yes, it's the ace, yes, oz, aber pachas. Says the holy chsim sofer in Sayin Teres Moshe, Sayin the new chsim sofers. The etzim is that Reuven remained the bechor, even though the bechor lechur was taken given to Yosef. Reuven became the bechor for tshuva. And since b'mokim shebalei tshuva oimdim ein tzadikim gemurim yichol lamidshom, Reuven being the b'chayr of the mokim of tshuva, that's greater than kahuna, that's greater than malchut, that's greater than being a tzadik. That's the ultimate, and therefore it's not what's said as a lekanta a shtech. Reuven b'chayr yata du bleibst. And you look at the Sefer Tevis. Someone pointed out Reuven b'chayr yata. A mansapach nun, 700, is gimatria b'tshuva. Reuven is the symbol of tshuva. And Reuven, because of Reuven, his einik will come, this is shuva yistrol ad Hashem alikech. To understand the haflaw of Reuven's tshuva, let me be marked in two klotz kashas, two simple kashas. Number one, the pasuk says, Vashem, Varam zokim baba yomim, Vashem beirach az Avram, bakol, says Chazal, medrash hadol d'chsiv, Anuichi Hashem Olikech. What in the world does the Matan Torah, Sarasa Dibris, have to do with Hashem Beirich Hazavram Bakol? Second Kasha. Another Medrash. Shabbashis Rabbah. Omer Le Yankiv Le Reuven. Yankiv told Reuven, I'm not Merachik you, I'm not Mekarev you. Wait. Ani Toyla Oyscha Berifim. You're going to be in suspended animation, right? Until Moshe Rabbeinu will come, and he will decide your fate. And when Moshe Rabbeinu comes on the scene, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yechi Reuven Val Yomus, then Reuven had his tikkun. Shtel zich the shaila, why did Reuven, that Yankov couldn't make up his mind, what's going to be with Reuven? It's Berif Yenoimit. right? Until, where does Moshe Rabbeinu come into the picture? Until Moshe Rabbeinu paskins l'maisa yichir ruvin valyoms. Most tutzichto. So I'll tell you a vort from the present Satmar Rebbe, as I was going to say. From his father, his uncle. It's a beautiful vort, but I'm only saying today the chilek adrush, which I'm prepared for Shabbos Ruvin Rosh, which I haven't prepared yet. I want to say halacha today, but there's no time. Little drush. Vostutzuchto. Right? The Parashas Drachenbem is asked this kashya, the first drush. Why was Yankov Nestapik? Where does Moshe come in? So he says, Azul, everyone knows the Gemara of Brachas Taflam. I'm going fast, because you all know the Gemara of Chazal, you know. Omer of Ach, Omer of Chib, Abba, Omer of Yechonon. Kol HaNavim, it's Gemara in Brachas, Gemara in Sanhedrin. Kol HaNavim, Kulim Nisnabu, Ela, Lebali Tshuva. Aber fat sadikim gemurim ayin le rosh le kimtu lesech u plige de bravo. This Rabbi Yochanan is arguing the statement of bravo who said that bemokim shebalei tshuva ayim din. So the chalikis, which is greater, a tzaddik gomer and or a bal tshuva? That nafke midas la locha. Who you should take as a shliach tzibur has to be a tzaddik ben tzaddik, a tzaddik ben rosha, the virashi, the whole tumul and posk, the taz, the mashal, all the tshuvas tumul. We're not talking about that. That's the lomdei shliachim. Vos liegt to the machloikas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avo, right? Whether or not the nevuah asid love all the yehudim, the promise of the Eibishter is for tzaddikim abali true. So everyone says, you know, it's a scrub. All this forum, actually, you should say. Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Yochanan lishitosi. The Gemara says in Yuma Amar Ablevi. Famous Gemara, Gedoyle Tshuva Shemagasa Kisei Hakov, Chinemar, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Alikech. Rabbi Yochanan holds Ad Veloyad Bechol. Yeah? Kunto is according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Tshuva reaches Ad Kisei Hakovid, but not included, doesn't make it all the way. So Fashtetzich, if Tshuva is only partial, it doesn't make it all the way to the Kisei Hakovid. So Fashtetzich, Rabbi Yochanan, Lishitos say that a Tzaddik Gomer is Lamaila from about Tshuva. Masha ain't kein rabavu paskind that ad v'ad bichal. When it says shuvi to ad Hashem alikecha, it reaches mamish gedoy l'tshuva shemagas at kisi hakovid. Therefore, about tshuva is greater than a tzaddik. You don't have to be a genius to work this out. All the sforim say this. Ah, my dear friend, I would tell you, but I got no time. By the way, the Be'erach Moshe says is also l'shitasoi in another Rabbi Yochanan. I'll give you, I have no time to elaborate. Just the kitzur nimrutz. Remember the fellow called Noyach? Yeah. He was a tzaddik. Tomim, hoya, bid doi roisov. What kind of doi roisov? So yesh, me rabbi seinu, darshim l'shvach. Yesh, right? Who are these rabbi seinu? It's Gemara Tanhedrin. Rabbi Yochanan is doi rish l'gnai. Right? And Rabbi Shlokish holds l'shvach. If he would have been in the generation of Avraham, he would have been greater. Everybody asks, like, why in the world would you want to be Derish Lignai when the Pasuk seems to be? It's Pasuk. She tells him. Noyach the Tanchuma says, Be'emes the Abishter wanted to destroy the whole world, including Noyach. The Noyach must have chained Ben Hashem. Why? Because he did tshuva. Everyone else perished, and Noyach did tshuva. Huh? So Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasei ad v'loyad b'chal, tshuva is never as good as a tzaddik gomer, the tzaddik d'meikor, right? So therefore, Noyach is a shvacher person compared to Avram, who ben shloish the gomer says in the door and ben shloish the shon of Yikar Ram is boirei. So Noyach would be a nobody. Masha ain't according to Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish himself was about tshuva, right? That's another shum. So Rish Lakish is ad v'ad b'chal. So faker in azad generation of Ashchoso. Imagine if he had a chavrusa shaf with Avraham Avinu. The shitas all over the place. This answers many other things, but ain't coming here. Vos likdo, this bachloik is if ad bechal, adloy ad bechal, if tshuva is complete or not. So the present Satmar Rebbe says, it's totally in a very classical, famous vort. I go through hundreds and hundreds of tzvorim who handle on this. It all depends on a classical machloikis. If tshuva helps for what? So there are many poskim, the Sheiris Yankir from the Algazi and the Kusnes Or from the Maram Ash, and billions of others. They're told a famous Shaloah Kodesh, this because the Chabad Masech, the Brach is a tutzach welt in this. The Pasuk says, Toshiv Enoish Ad Dak. Everyone knows Dakas, Rashi Tevis, Dam, Kuifer, Eishes Ish. There are Gimel Averus Achamurus, Mosevir Averus, upon which the din is Yehoreg Val Yavr. Does Tshuva help the Moshel for Avodah Zor? Okay, I hear. What? How old your horse? Hold your horses. Hello. You guys are like, you just thrown out like thousands of sforum. You just expelled from the Bismed. Right? Hello. Setutzach Weltenulis. Right? So the Smichas Achomim says it, everybody says it. It's totally Toshiv Enosh Ad Daka. What does Ad mean? The Eibush accepts the tshuva ad daka, that is inclusive or exclusive. Ad v'ad b'chal avalim, which another shmooze for another time and another day. We'll talk about it. So totally whether dibur teira kolashim b'nei adam or not. There's not a whole geshef. That's not incoming, right? So Rabbi Yochanan held ad v'loyad b'chal. Kumto his tshuva doesn't help for the gimel averus achamura. Certainly not for avodah zara. Right? And therefore, you can't say that a person was licking whatever, and even if he did tshuva, it's incomplete. Masha'enken, or bavo, or ishlokish, lishitosim, ad, va'ad bichal. That means tshuva helps for everything. Vos likto. You remember the famous, when Moshe Rabbeinu olo lemorim digmar in Shabbos, and the malachim makatreg be'enish kitis kirenu, t'nohi chal shemai. What did the malachim tell us? Everyone knows. How could you give Torah to a Yilud Isha? And we're all, I always say, sinners to the soul, what the common cold is to the body. Sooner or later, we all, the only people I ever met in life who are perfect are old maids, women who never got married. Their husband they didn't marry was perfect. All normal human beings are imperfect. If you're trying to find in life perfection, you'll be a very miserable, bitter person. Trust me. There's a joke someone once said. A woman comes to a rabbi. I'm 36 years old, but I'm looking for a perfect man. So can you find me one? So the rabbi says, everything is relative. What? How do you define a perfect man? So she says, someone who gets up in the morning at 5:30, makes his own bed, cleans up after him, right? Eats always on time, reads, learns every day, and then he, whatever, you know. He exercises, a mensch, you know, goes to sleep at 9:30 p.m., right? No nightlife, doesn't drink alcohol, all this stuff. Things. Rabbi, could you find me such a perfect man? He says, yeah, you know where you find such people, such men? In Her Majesty's prison. That is exactly the Seder Hayoim of a prisoner. Normal people are not perfect. I'm sorry, like this. Right? We're all imperfect. Akitzer Namazah, Negel in Yonenu. So since people are not perfect, so Tanoi Chol Shemayim, Malachim are perfect. So what did the Eibushter say to Moshe? Achoyz b'chisei akoved, v'hachsel lehem tshuva. Ein achanama, people aren't perfect, but there's tshuva. And gedoy l'tshuva shemagas ad kisei akoved. And with that, the Torah was given to imperfect people rather than perfect Malachim. Now, Shelzik Tashayla, Reuven, the pastors and traditional Negro committed a terrible, grievous sin. He lived with Bilhah, according to pastors like Zub. Right? Eish is Eish, one of the Gimel Averis. So Yankov Avinu, as we said before, was not sure what is the halacha, ad bichlal or ad v'loy ad bichlal. Is there a kapara for Reuven? Right? You with me? And therefore, what happened, right? L'churi, you could bring a proof. It says, Vavram zok in Baba Yom. The Eibush to bless him. What was the bracha to Avram that he saw both his children? Even Yishmol. Aye, but it says that Sarah saw Yitzhak Mitzachik. And Mitzachik Rashi says, the Gimel Averus Achamurus is a chara. You could do tshuva. And if you do tshuva, the whole Avera, the slate is completely clean. That's what the Sefer Satmar Rebbe, that's what the Medrash says. Why did the Eibush give us Torah? Because Tshuva is Magas Akisi Akovid Va'ad Badbuchal. By the way, others tight, that's in the Svichas Aksuvim, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Mirosh Gilas Yankiv, why did we get the Torah? What's right afterwards? And then after that, next, by Yechiruv in Valyomis. Because once the Eibishter gave what? Once the Eibishter gave the Torah to Yidden, even though we're not perfect, and Moshe said, I'm Misyare Mehevel Piyim, a Malach Retnishkan Lashon Hara, Retnishkan Nivul Peh, Retnishkan Nechilus, whatever. And Lashon Hara is compared to Avayit Zora, called Gimel HaChamurus, the Gemara of Nergim. Nevertheless, we have the Koyach of Tshuva, right? And therefore, Yechiruv in Valyomis. I've had the time, I would go through Gewalt. It's beautiful, very, look, the kids are numerous. You gotta think fast today. What is the end of Balkaria? What is the end of Parshas told us? That Yishmael goes and he marries whom? Machlos. But Machlos was Esav. What does it say afterwards? We're going fast here. What's the one thing to do with the oven? Why is she called Machlos? Her name was Bosmas. On a birth certificate. It's in a museum somewhere. Yeah? So why is she called Machlas? Because Achos and Kala being Chupasam, the image is Moichel Averis. What were the Averis of Esav, Lamashal? That day, Parshas told us, five Averis, Baal, Nainai Ram, Rosal, and he showed his domim, and his Ovid Avei Dezori, the Kofar B'Iker, and Kofar B'Tikas Amaz, all the good Zachim. Is the Chariah, says Likut Yehuda, that Tshuva, that the Bechila helps? Right? I feel for Chamuris, Chamuris Sheba Chamuris. Now, by Yetzi Yaki Veshova, right? Why do you have to go? I have to cheshbon. You have to hold copy. It says in the Yalkut Achodosh, but saying Svarim Akdosh, I can explain this to you, but I got no time. That the Golius in the three Bote Migdosh are Keneged Avram Yisrael Yankiv, Keneged Shachris Milch Meiriv. We're now in the last in Meiriv, Golus Edoim, which is Yankiv. Basically, Yankiv, the Novi says, Golus Mitzrayim is Mechuvim Keneged Shachris. You with me? Hello. Yankiv's coming. Yeah. Hello, you with me? How much of day? How what part of the day do you daven shachris? Till how do we pass the alok? We weren't daven above. We pass like a Yehud. Ad dalshos. I know what that means, but lomir zogin ad v'loyad bechal. A lot of what the medrash here would close down. But okay, whatever. Let's say ad gimul shos. Yeah. How long is the Eibishter's day? How many hours in a day? 12. And Abish's day is a thousand years. So how much is it the Abish's day? An hour. Hello, a bit of mathematics. Hello, 83 and 86 and a third. Yes, hello, Rabbi Schoenberg. Do some mathematics. Yeah. 80 what? 83 and a third. Okay, 83. Because if you divide 1,000 by 12, what do you got? Because that's the cheshbon and svarim tradition. You want to ask me? Ask a rabbi. Ask someone who knows what you're talking about. I don't know. I'm just a parakeet. I'm saying what it says in svarim. Hello. Yes. Yeah. So 83, right? Oy bazoi, say the svarim. It's beautiful. The cheshbon. If you say ad veloy ad bechlal, are you with me? Yes? So Tefillah Shachris is 3 hours of the day, which is 86 and a third. How much is 86 and a third times three?
250.
250. Don't give up the day job. 250. Reish Nun. 250. Hello. Therefore, the Cheshbon Meduyik, how long were we in Mitzrayim? 210 years, plus another 40 years till we came there to Israel. If we're any mathematicians, you could use your toes to count it up, is 210. And 40 is 250. Keneged Shachris, I'll sing it. Aber if you say that Ad Ve'ad Bichlal, and feel the Shachris corresponds to what goes Mitzrayim. Hello? So you're missing another bunch of years. So that's one of the cheshbonos that Yaakov Avinu had to go into Golos. Because he had to start a process even more than Golos Mitzrayim wasn't just, Oy bazoi, that's a smichas v'soif, Parshas told us, says what? That v'yigaches machlos. Is the chalai, the Eibush is moichel, even for Esav HaRosh, even the Gimel HaChamudas. Is the chalai, ad v'ad bichlal, so Rabbi Yehuda said, ad arba shos, is also ad v'ad, going 4 hours. Oy bazoi v'yitzi yankiv v'shov, he had to go into Golos. Alderov said, that's why he sends to Esav, next parasha, Yishlako, fast forward, right? But he says that, In love and garti va eicher ad. What's that? Ato says Gemara. Chazal say always ain ato ella tshuv. Va eicher the galus is myrich until while we do tshuv. Right? Will it help or not? Tshuva. It depends if what if tshuva helps with the gimel achamuris. Right? And Yaakov, we just said before, was besupik. He wasn't sure. Therefore, he said, "Vayhili shor v'chamar." Who is shor? Bechar shayroi hadloy for the Yosef, because Yosef, what hadloy says the binyan Dovif and Ilrav, that he took away the bechayra from Reuven, even though Chazal is akel tanisoy, because he wasn't sure that his tshuva will help for Gilarayas for Avin Chamura, and he gave it off. And that's hadloy as we tafzain is the charaya that what tshuva doesn't help. Tshuva doesn't help. You were supposed to be the Bechor Esav, but you did Kol Davar Aser. If you're unworthy of it, you could do tshuva, then you can't do tshuva, because tshuva won't help for Shvichas Domin and Arayis and Avodah Zarah. And therefore, Haraya I took away from the Bechor from Reuven, and I gave it to what? Yosef. Me'idach, he says, I'm going fat just to tickle your brain cells. That's why it says in Chazal that suddenly, when Kriyas Yamsuf, Oz, we get the positive. Oz Nivhalu Alufi Edlin. What are the Bnei Esav getting all hot and bothered by Kriyas Yamsuf? Because they Yankel Avinu, they tiny swiped the Bechir. None of us, their father, sinned. Maybe Tshuva doesn't help. Maybe Ad V'Leib Dechlai Klakir Dichen. Hello. But then they saw Kriyas Yamsuf. What happened to Kriyas Yamsuf? The Tzar Shal Yam Tain El Aloiv Devei Dezor V'Leib. And for this, the Yam split. Is a chraya tshuva help for everything? I was saying our father could have done tshuva, so why just swipe the bechayr? Hello, and one more vort, one more havra. Sometimes it's forget. One more, one little a teeny vort, gorgeous vort. It says the medrash sherech esav eiz ki yivoleid. Says the medrash pliyam mikan remel zatchias amesim min atoyra. Aval aminu makafir mitchias amesim eich noitlim. How they take the lulav in one hand and the ester with the other hand? Hello, what in the world does Givaldi? Sure, why do we take a sure? Because that's mechaper on what chedo egel. I ain't can take an as an egel, but a yid could do tshuva. Yeah, we can remel zatchias amesim. I don't have time to elaborate. Tshuva is discussed many times in the beginning of tchias amesim. In Daimelach, you say I'm there, yeah? A yid could be in Dreher, could be dead spiritual in the Chayimis. Says the Holy Chassaf Sofer Neni, why do we take an Esrog in one hand and the other Gimel Minim in the other hand? You're not going to be worried. Because an Esrog is a Muslim. An Esrog is Yishbetam, Yishberech, Tzaddegom. All the other Minim are incomplete. Tam, no Reh. But since the other three Minim refer not a Tzaddik. It's about tshuva and b'makim shabalei tshuva imdim eitzig lamicham. We take them separately because the maila of taking the three and make a bracha because the bal tshuva has a maila over the tzaddik. That all makes sense. Shorich esaveis dafka shor because the kakeich of tshuva is a chalayit. It's chdei b'shkib b'chayim esim. But you shagis, you don't believe in the kakeich of tshuva. So how do you take a little of an esrog in two separate hands? V'chein arabes. I don't have time to elaborate. You with me? Now, the vort here is... Okay, now, let's go. Now we can start this. The Shaila Bem is, what is the Svora? What's the rational logic? Why should Tshuva not help for Avodah Zarah? So I found three times. Let me ask you a simple kash, close kash. We've asked this many times. How is it, Chazal say in Tanchuma, Parsh Nosei, Parsh Zazinu, that tshuva only helps for yid, it doesn't help for a goy. Whatever that means, I talk about. I know all the kashas with the whole lamdas. So the Ramemi Fano famously says, brought in Sfor and Dalgazi brings it, etc., etc. Because we have a principle. Briefly, the Gemara says in Kiddushin that a melech shemochel al kvoidoi ain't kvoidim ochel. So the Eibur is a chamelech malkenu. So how could it be moichum? So the Gemara in Kiddushin asks this question, and the Gemara says, because Almudi Kula Almudi Lehu, the whole world belongs to the Eibushter, and the Malchus is his Malchus. Therefore, the Eibushter, even as a Melech, look at the Mashon in the Gemara Kiddushin. Mashenke a Melech, boss of them, it's not designed the Malchus. He yashned it. The Eibushter gave him the Malchus, and therefore it's not his malchus, his melucha, to be moichel. This answers a million kashrus. We have no time to elaborate. All right. Okay. The fee is there, by the way. The Rambam finally says that's pshat. Tshuva only helps for Yidden, not for Goyim, because since the Goyim are over the avodah zarah and they deny that kula alma dileyu, so therefore me the connected me the Eibush is not moichel because he's a melech. And you don't treat the Eibush as melech machlim. You treat him as just a powerful force. So he'll have a din like a melech boss of Adam that ain't kvei dimachu. That's how the tight pushes the tight in the sforim akdushim. Beautiful in the drashas of tshuva. Gorgeous. Ru'u ki at ru'u ato ki ani anihu ve'ein elikim. Imodi, ani omos ve'echya, right? Yeah, what's that? It's a very difficult pasuk to touch. Ru at. What does at mean? Tshuva. Ki ani anihu. What is ani? Ani anihu. Right. That I, the Eber says, you can do tshuva. I shells of the shaila melda shemachol al kvedai ein kvedim ochu. No, ve'ein elikai modi. Since I am, there's no other force and power in the world other than the Eibishter, right? Therefore, ani, anihu, chazal say in Rosh Hashanah, anihu, koidem achet, anihu, achar achet. You can always do tshuva, right? That's one answer. The melech shemachal al kvedai, with the malchus' delay, kulam delayu. A second answer, all the svarim say, because by Eden, malach alikim al goyim. Which in case, Eden, I've discussed like 1,000,000,000,000 times. Yidden are that the Eibush is a chatata, right? And we're b'chinas bonim, and that's why Rabbi Kiva says that Shreichem Yisrael lifnei miyatim betarim avichem shebashamayim, and therefore either al melech was kol alma dileyu the Eibush could be meichu, and certainly al din of Ben the Eibush could be meichu. And that's like the okay, whatever. That's like the Sforim say ki imcha slichu lemantivor. Because the Eibushter has slicha, the mantivori, people should have mirror shemayim from the Eibushter, because there's no other power in the world but the Eibushter. Because the Eibushter is the mechilu slicha for Yidden, is the charei that ain't only kaimah, there's no other. Whatever. Okay, whatever. That's why we say in davening, Avinu Malkeinu, right? Avinu and Malkeinu, both bechinas. And we start up at Avinu Malkeinu chatonu lufanecha. Avinu Malkeinu, next line. Ein lana melech ato. Once I have no melech other than the Eibishter, then the Eibishter is kula alma dileyu, and the Eibishter could be meichelos. Mash enke ba'avay dezora, midik ba'avay dezora, oi bazoi kum tuch ois, that by, even by a yid who's an oivet avay dezora, tshuva shouldn't help. That is, right? If the Eibush is mechila, comes because of melech, and kula alma dileyu, right? Or if so, you extend it, then a person who doesn't accept malchus shemayim and sinned in avodah zarah, tshuva shouldn't help. Val derech says, brought in the chidor brings the kisei David, even if the Eibush is a din of a tata, and of shemachal al kvedai, kvedimochu, aber the shalom tshuva sarivosh, famously brings b'shem arrived, and so he passed in aloha, and a father has the right to be mechil his kovin. But a father has no right to be moichel el boina, his bizoin. There's no bigger bizoin than a person worse than a dezora. He denied his father as his father. And therefore, that's one of the svaras that there is no tshuva for a dezora. Another svara, I could scream. Hello! Savanut, as they say in French. Yeah. Another svar I saw in svar, and this is a whole list of achrayim who say, "Gedolei achrayim who say this." What is the svara? What's the logic that a person does tshuva mehava zdoines nasloi kizochis? It's chayte nisker. If you do tshuva meira, zdoines nasloi kishkos. So there's a cheshbon in all the svar. The Haflos says this, and the Makne, the Sandelach Mitoida says this, the Rebbe of Heschel says this, Hanukkah Satoira, the Erchodr says this, Masech the Kiddushin, and in the Sefer Chavos Yor, the Beis Shmuel Achron. Well, everyone says this, like a Skarbova, one of these classical verses. Because when the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the Machshava, Toiva Akarish Baruch Hu Besar Falamais, Machshava, Ro, Ein Akarish Baruch Hu Besar Falamais. Kumto is a person only can get punished for the Mais, not for the Machshava. Yes? Now a person did tshuva, which is good, and you have both a machshava toiva and a ma'isa toiv, right? So the Maisa Toiv of Tshuva gets rid of the Maisa Ro of the Aveira, and you're left with the Machshava Toiva that he Zuch Kirvas Alikim. You with me? And therefore, that leftover Machshava creates the Schuiz. Hello, you with me? This answers another billion cash income. You can understand a lot through this. Say all the svarim, but medvaram or all the other avers. Mashinkin, the Gemara says in Kiddushin that by avoid the zoral matfoisis basis rabbi libam. Your punishment also machshava kuntois tshuva mehava by avoid the zoral will not help the mahapik des doinis kizachis. The machshava da avera blight. Hello, you with me? Okay, this answer and. This the famous Medrash. I've discussed this Medrash hundreds of times here. The Medrash says that when Nodav Aviyu were killed, right? So the Malachi Ashara is tying it to the Abrash, Im Kain Loma Karos Lema Sayom. If you bumped off Nodav Aviyu, so why just put the sea for the Jews? To which Heshivu, Sarfe Maila, Hashiveinu Hashem Alekechav, and Hashuva, Chadash Shibirakenu. The Medrash Pliya makes absolutely no sense. Right, I have a sefer called Derish Shmoinim, two big, thick volumes, 80 different answers to answer this medrash, 80 different halachim. One of the halachim he uses is Lefizeh, because Nodav Aviyu died what? And yeah, let's start again. By the Yam, the Sashal Yam said, Allah, what's the answer? The Malachim thought, no big deal, no problem, he didn't tshuva. Upar hikriv, all the droshes chazal. But then Nodav Aviyu died. And according to one medrash, why did they die? Because that was Aaron had a chelik on the Rashi of Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Aaron had a chelik in making the eagle, and then this he should have had all kiloy in habon. Tfila is a machzum, he should be in David, and he lost two in the Aviv. Is the charaya that why tshuva doesn't help ever? He deserves. So we're back to square one. Hello, and then he has a lot of halach how to explain the Hashiveinu. The emes is this whole vort. Is not the it's a mechanical, technical word. The MS is, you know why tshuva really helps? And why zdoinis not like a zochius? Because a yid has a neshama. I've had the time to elaborate, I go through the gerasa tshuva with you. Whatever. A yid has a neshama. And the neshama is a chelik in the kamim mal. And the whole hechetimtsa of Aveira is in order to come to tshuva. And the Eibishter, Pesha Osar, Pesha Yitir, the Eibishter said, if you do tshuva, I'm going to take, not just. The Mashal says the Gavra becomes this Allah through Tshuva. In Svarim Akdashim, in Kabbalah, the Etzem Aveir, the Chetz of Aveir, Beloshin Rabbein Achsim Sofer, that cheeseburger you ate in McDonald's and you did a Tshuva Mahavo becomes like eating Kochim and Yishalayim with them in Achoybis. How do we discuss that? The Chetz of Aveir becomes a topic. That's what Tshuva is, because a Yid Be'etzem is a Chelik Alaka, and a Yid cannot ultimately be Moyal in the Aveir. You can't destroy in the Shabbat. And that kiked them like we were in the neshama takas kisya kovid as it was chatzuva, and therefore halach lemaisa, as my dear sweet holy brother here was like plotting a whole shir, but I could tell you 100,000 mekayrus from psukim and tanach and davening and medrash the emet and so it's loshna ramam, so it's a psak halacha. I have no time to elaborate. Bottom line, how do we paskin? Gedoyle tshuva, it reaches Kisei Yaakov, we paskin. Ad va'ad b'chlal. And we paskin, the Rambam paskin, the Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet. Gedoyle tshuva, Mokim Shabbat tshuva, oimdim. So we paskin like Rav Avo, not like Rabbi Yochanan. And so is the Halacha, Mekubal ba'ol Yidin. All of which teaches us a very important lesson. Just a practical lesson. Mistake for Shabbat tshuva, for Yom Kippur. Some, the biggest Yetzirah, the biggest Satan, is the Satan Yetzirah, that genius, Umen B'mlachti. And he gets a Yid to be Miyayish from Tshuva. And he says, a person like me, a Zindiger Mensch, Ofaskoltik, there's no Tikva, there's no hope, there's no, well, I know, right, what I do, what no one else does. Finish, Gemara, it's beyond the pale. The greatest aver, repeat what I said before, is Musar Hashem b'nid. The greatest Musar is, don't forget that you're a Ben Melech. And there's nothing you, and not because we're worth it. The famous Kedush Shleiva has every year, Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper Ad Sheyikonot V'Chinas Ayin. A person has to know everything you have is from the, I had in my shul, as I saw, we had the Rav Atzoyer in my shul, his son went to the ICU on Mamre's first day Yontif. And you can see, even Poshet Eden, they were so tzibrochim. And I had to give the drasha the second day. He was scheduled to speak. That was the plan. And I said, you know, what is the lesson in life? Life is spelled in English, L-I-F-E. Inside of every life, there's a big if. You, to 1 minute, you could be top of the world. The next minute, in dread. Right? But what's the vort? That as long as the person thinks... I said a vort then. I said, second day, I was just filling in. I said this story 1,000 times. I said this to somebody. The Alter Rebbe of Alexander was traveling to see them in a village somewhere, a Shabbos. Suddenly took not well, and all there was no doctors, no nurses, gurnish, no medicine. And I thought, okay, this is it. He started saying, Vidur, it's all over. And his son, the Yismach Yisrael, who was, he said to him, Tatech and Shverna Fasefer Teirus is Gesundheit. And Kachav, you got better. And afterwards, his father, Rebbe Chil, tells us, how do you have that you're going to get better? So he said, suddenly, when you took ill, I remember a word from the Heilige Rishner. The Rishner said, I don't know, Tastir is Banecha Mimeni, I don't know, Oshis Eitzis Benafshi. As long as a person has Eitzis, your oncologist will help, your accountant will help, your lawyer will help, then the Eber says, okay, you're a DIY case. Do it yourself, okay? Today's the thank. When a person knows there are no aches and no takbulas, all we have in this world is from the begashmius of beruchtius, is from the Abishur, is mevatel himself kol to the Abishur, then the Abishur is no longer master upon him, and then you get all Yeshua's bonachayim as I need. And the vort also, just, I want to just underline one vort. People often think that you want to be a gevaldige tzaddik, a chochum, you have to have bavli, you shall be zifrot, murach bekufsi. I'll tell you one word. I apologize. I'm doing this here again. I apologize for saying this in a Makom Kodesh. I'll tell you a story. I'll give you 1 minute. There was a gevaldik story which spoke to me. Just a fellow called David Aran, some Israeli guy, said the story recently. He said when he merged the story, when he was an Israeli guy, he was getting bar mitzvahized. You know, he was born a twin, him and his brother. So his parents, they weren't wealthy people, but they, you know, had a few pennies. And they took him for a bar mitzvah present to take him to New America. When he was in America, he went into his father, had a childhood friend who was a rov in a shul in America. He went in. The rov said, I would love to farbring with you, to spend time with you. I can't. I'm in the middle of a terrible emergency, a crisis. What happened? In his kehillah, there was a yidel who emigrated from Russia to America. That's in the 70s, man. And the couple waited 10 years for a child. 10 years. Finally, Hashem pokad. And now, a few years later, the boy had a cancerous growth, Rahman al-Islam. And the doctors, they said, there's hope, we could do it. But it cost $40,000. $40,000. Didn't have insurance, whatever. So the Russian Jew, he bartered, famashkined everything he owns. He came up with $20,000. The Rav said, Ichneman, 20,000. It's 2 days before you have to go to the hospital for the operation. And he's missing $10,000. He would love to speak to his old friend, but has skonos nefosh. Okay, the boys left the rabbi, he said, goodbye. The one bar mitzvah boy said to the other, maybe Tati could give the $10,000. So they approached the father. The father said, I've just spent a fortune for an Israeli standard going to America, husband, wife, and two kids. And we're having it 3 months' time, we're having the bar mitzvah celebration, the banquet, you know, in the hotel, whatever, in the banquet hall, right? I have nothing to spare. It's a hard year of making bar mitzvah. So one boy says to the other, you know what? Tell Tati, we don't want a bar mitzvah. We'll have a minion in the house with a few kroivim and a few finished, you chaveinim, this is. They went to the father, father and mother mask him. So they made the bar mitzvah in the house. Mamma said, Tanua dika minion people. Suddenly, who comes in the middle of the bar mitzvah? The rabbi from New York came in with a certificate from the organization that stuck or whatever. For the world, the best mitzvah, the best deed this year to these boys who gave up their mevater and their bar mitzvah. He told the story recently. He said, now, he already got married. He had a child. And his first child, the Bechor, was having his bar mitzvah. So the bar mitzvah, who comes suddenly, this old man comes in with somebody, a younger fellow, looks like his grandson. This was that Altarov. He's already, you know, 30 years down the line. You know? And he said, last time I came for your bar mitzvah, he told the whole Olam what what its connection with the family is. I came with a certificate, best mitzvah of the world, of the year. Now I'm coming in with the boy himself. Right? This is Einagel, a son of that boy. He survived the operation, and now he has, and his son is also getting a mitzvah. And I came to bring him to show you, right? So I thought to myself, you could be kohen olamoy. One little thing. I'll tell you one story. I apologize for not saying this. It's not for a Mokum Kodesh. But there's a guy called Bill Gates. You've heard of him. He owns a company called Microsoft. Apparently, he's the wealthiest man in the world. And he was being interviewed once. So the interviewer said, you're supposed to be the wealthiest. Are you Taka the richest man in the world? He said, no, I found the person who's richer than me. Who's richer than him? Bill Gates. So he said, before he just started, whatever, he was in LaGuardia Airport in New York. And he wanted to buy a newspaper. So he went over to the newspaper vendor, and he's searching in his pockets. He had no change, whatever it cost in those days, a quarter, 50, whatever, right? So the vendor saw his distress. He said, you know, take the newspaper, it's on me. As though he says, this is Goy talking, coincidentally, 3 months later, he was in the same airport lounge, and again, he wanted to read a newspaper at the Verbrengen Zeit, and again, he didn't have change, so he walked over to the same vendor, and the vendor said, don't worry, I see you're in a predicament. Take it on me. I won't lose. I just won't make a profit. I'll cut out my profits from it. So, okay. Kids are mice. He then went into making Microsoft. They make computers or something like that, right? And he became fabulously wealthy, billions of dollars. Now, 19 years later, he's the wealthiest man in the world. And he has gazillions of people working for him. And suddenly, I had to hear who that vendor in LaGuardia Airport who gave him a free newspaper. So he has people to. He told one of his workers over there, find me this guy. Yeah. He's still alive. And he tracked him down and he found him. He lives in New York. He's retired. And Bill Gates, next time he was in New York, he went to visit him. And he says, do you know who I am? In America, all the guy in the papers. Bill Gates, a very famous face. Of course, you're Bill Gates. Do you know that 19 years ago you once gave me a free newspaper? So the guy smiles, not once, but twice. He remembers it, twice I gave you a newspaper for free. She says, you know what? In the schus of your chesed, a dollar it costs, whatever, two newspapers, I'm like the richest man in the world, right? So I'll give you anything you want. Whatever you want, whatever your heart desires, whatever you dream of, you can have it on me. So the newspaper vendor looks at Bill Gates and says, you think you could match my chesed to you? He says, why not? Because I did a chesed to you when I didn't have two pennies to rub together, when I was a poor newspaper vendor. You come to me as the richest man in the world, and you want to mash. When I heard the story, I said, that is us. Kedalim u'cheroshim dofaktus l'secho. Aber because we're living in Azam Ma'imed Matzav, everything that we give the Eibishter, our tefillahs are tefillah oni, our Torah is Orem, everything about us is Orem. But because we give with the heart, we try our best to give nachas ruach to the bashe effort. By the Eibush has given valdige unbelievable, the Eibush has a tata. And if you appreciate the Eibush has a tata, the Eibush has given valdige nachas ruach from every hazoza, every hero tshuva, however small it may be, then we're able to stand and the Eibush will write us all in. We said, the harba ime fedus, that should be taka year of fedus, the Rosh Tavis of the year, taka shnas ulav Yeshua for all of Kal Yisrael.
Nach dem Fall.